Hello, and welcome back to Gus by Gus. I'm Alex.
And I'm Rose. And we're going to be listening to Diner Boomer by Gus Holmes. So, I don't know if you knew this, but Prince didn't want to perform Nothing Compares to You. Like, he wrote it, but he didn't want to perform it because he was so embarrassed by how vulnerable it felt to need someone. So, he wrote it, but Sinead O'Connor did the song instead.
Has this got something to do with Gus Holmes?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay,
all right, but that's not the only time that's happened.
Right.
Okay, I'm setting this up. Gus supposedly originally wrote Love Shack.
Oh.
But I didn't hear that story. Yeah, but he couldn't stand the idea of being seen as some like love-crazed nympho. I mean, he was actually kind of a prude at the time.
Yeah, fully straight edge.
No, it was like that spin-off.
True Love Waits Edge.
Anyway, the story goes, he let the B-52s take it. And I think he's kicking himself now. And I'm just like dying to hear the version he'd do.
I don't think that story's true.
No?
Does Love Shack sound like a song Gus Holmes could write?
I mean, the middle part where the guy is singing about tin roofs.
That part. Well, yeah, now you come to mention it. Tin roofs come up a lot in Gus's writing.
Like, what do you think it means?
Well, I think it's about temporary shelter, how it's weak and fragile, but also easy to find peace and protection from the things people think are junk.
Is that what the Love Shack is to Gus?
Yeah, it's like life is long and love is short, and other people maybe think it's a shack, but if there's love there, it's a home. It's a love home.
Like a love bungalow. Well, that's it for Gus by Gus. We'll be back next time with another song. I'm Rose.
And I'm Alex.
Watch my careful.